Yeah. I think I'm waiting till the greater testimony. Even Jesus said, in your law it's written in the mouth of two witnesses. Everything is established. That's the way it is here. Your witness is a human witness. Now what have you got from heaven? And those Gentiles received the Holy Ghost. Peter said, God bore them witness. Just as he did to us in the beginning. Now they can legally claim to love Jesus because they've been legally claimed. Now, these Jews that hated Jesus or that hadn't loved him yet, that were excluded, many of them were glad they were excluded. They were thankful they were excluded from that tongue-talking crowd. They didn't have anything to grumble about. They didn't even like the blessing of eternal life. They wouldn't have anything to do with it. But the truth was, God wasn't having anything to do with them.
That's right.
You find me somebody that hates speaking in tongues, and I'll show you somebody God hates. Their hatred is just the evidence of him excluding them and making them happy about it. That's the ultimate vengeance of God for not loving what his son did. And it's talked about. Lamentations, 3rd chapter. You got it? This is the son praying for that kind of vengeance. Lamentations 3:59. You have seen, O Lord, the wrong done to me. Judge my cause. You have seen all their vindictiveness, all their machinations against me. You have heard their reproach, O Lord, and all their thoughts against me. The lips of those who rise against me and their murmurings are against me all the day. Behold, they're sitting down and they're rising up. I am their song. Return, O Lord, a recompense upon them according to the work of their hands. Give them hardness of heart, your curse upon them. In your anger, pursue and destroy them from under the heavens of the Lord. There are a few prayers like this in the Old Testament, some in Psalms. The Son of God praying for vengeance from God against Judas and his relatives. In Psalm 69, I believe it is. Later on, a psalm where he's praying for the Jews' blessings that God gave them under the law to become their curses, make their table a curse, a trap. And God did. They became trapped in their ceremonies because God blinded their eyes after they rejected his son. And when in time, ahead of Acts 2:4, years later, many years later, decades, when that curse had was coming upon, just falling as dark cloud over Israel as they rejected his son more and more, Paul saw it, and he described it to the Thessalonians. For you, brothers, in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 14, for you, brothers, have become imitators of the congregations of God that are in Judea for in Christ Jesus. For at the hands of your own countrymen, you have suffered the things they have suffered at the hands of the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and drove us out, and do not please God, and are contrary to all men. You see this throughout history. Everywhere the Jews have gone, they haven't been pleasing God, and they're contrary to all men, and men hate them everywhere. Forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles so that they might be saved, so as to perpetually fill up the measure of their sins. But look at this. Let's look at this final comment. But the wrath of God